As Alyssa has already said, it is our great privilege and pleasure to have Lucy come all the way from Sherbrooke, Quebec, driven faithfully by Diohannes, her husband. And we had Barry and I had the privilege of hosting them, and they have been so generous and gracious and patient because the sum of Barry and I's Spanish is very small, and yes, God is very good. Lucy and her husband have three grown daughters who also live in Sherbrooke, and I believe I'm interpreting this correctly, that the joy of their lives is also that they have three grandchildren. And Lucy is a good grandma, and she has pictures on her phone, so you can ask her about that. They've had such a long journey in so many ways to come to Canada and to come here, and God is faithful. And God is good, and we're very pleased to have Lucy come and speak to us. And she'll be speaking in Spanish, and Nina Zumavelli from the Commons from here in Hamilton will be translating into English.
Buenos días, amados hermanos y hermanas. Es un privilegio compartir con ustedes en este día.
Dear brothers and sisters, welcome, and it's a privilege to share with you today.
El tema que voy a compartir se llama Llamamiento de Jesús a sus primeros discípulos a seguirle.
The topic I'm going to share on today is the calling of Jesus to his first disciples to follow him. The call, sorry. Sí. I'm sorry if I make some mistakes. I am French, so sometimes I'm confused between English, French, and Spanish, but you should be able to understand.
Y la cita de hoy... está en el Evangelio de Mateo, Mateo del 18 al 24.
Today's verse is in Matthew 4, in verses 18 to 24. I think she's going to read it. I'm not going to translate it because you just had a shortcut of it.
Voy a leerlo en español. Andando Jesús al mar de Galilea, vio a dos hermanos, Simón, llamado Pedro, y Andrés, su hermano, que echaban la red en el mar porque eran pescadores, y les dijo, versículo 19, y les dijo, venid en pos de mí, os haré pescadores de hombres. Versículo 20, entonces dejando al instante las redes, le siguieron. El 21, pasando de allí vio a otros dos hermanos, Jacobo, hijo de Zebedeo, y Juan, su hermano, en la barca con Zebedeo, su padre, que remendaban sus redes, y los llamó. Y ellos, dejando al instante las barcas y a sus padres, le siguieron y recorrió Jesús toda Galilea, enseñando en las sinagogas de ellos, predicando el evangelio del reino y sanando toda enfermedad y toda dolencia en el pueblo. Y se difundió su fama por toda Siria y le trajeron todos los que tenían dolencias, los afligidos y por diversas enfermedades y tormentos, los endemoniados, lunáticos, paralíticos, y los sanó. Amén. Quiero decirles, cuando Jesús se relacionó con sus primeros discípulos, invitándoles a seguir de diferentes maneras, con sencillez y directo, con autoridad, hablándoles de un propósito más grande para trabajar en el reino de Dios, para ganar almas y en su sabiduría, y teniendo en cuenta el oficio que ellos desempeñaban, la manera como les habló los atrajo.
When Jesus connected with the first disciples, he invited them to follow him in different ways. And he was talking to them in a very particular way, with authority, being straightforward, but with simple words. And he was talking to them about a bigger purpose to work in God's kingdom, to win souls, with his wisdom. and taking in account the role they were taking on already. And they feel captivated by the way he spoke.
Se menciona cuatro hombres en ese pasaje de la Biblia, Simón llamado Pedro y Andrés su hermano, y quienes estaban tirando la red al mar para pescar porque eran pescadores y les dijo, síganme porque los haré pescadores de hombres. Más adelante, en otro momento, los otros dos, Jacobo y Juan, remendando las redes, dejaron su barca y le siguieron cuando les invitó a ellos también.
So four men are mentioned in this Bible verse, in those Bible verses. Simon, named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, were throwing a net to the sea because they were fishermen. And then Jesus told them, follow me because I'll turn you into, it was really well said and not the way I translated, I'll make you fishmen. Is that it? Great. And later, Jacob and John did the same things with their net and left the boat and followed him as he was inviting them as well.
Dos familias aquí representadas porque el llamado es personal, familiar, por generaciones venideras y en la comunidad de fe donde perteneces que serán bendecidas. Una familia más grande que se va extendiendo, la disposición para hacerlo y la perseverancia en todos los momentos y especialmente en los momentos de dificultad. Es lo que más trabajo cuesta, pero recuerden que no estamos solos. El Espíritu Santo nos guiará.
There are two family representations here. Because, remember, the calling is personal, well-known, and for the future generations as well. And in the faith community we belong, that is blessed. A bigger family is growing, and the gift to keep it growing is the perseverance at any times, especially during hard times. And this is the difficult part, right? But remember that we're not alone. The Holy Spirit is guiding us.
Jesús les dijo a sus discípulos que había que dejar cosas. Él se refiere a los apegos, a las personas, a las cosas que no pueden estar por encima del propósito de Dios en tu vida. Necesitas permanecer en su palabra y has decidido escogerlo, recuerda, has decidido quedarte con la mejor parte. No sé cuánto te ha costado seguirlo y quizás tengas aún esas luchas, pero vale la pena seguir al Maestro. Las personas que aceptamos el llamado seremos conocidos por el amor a Dios y por el amor al prójimo, por los más necesitados y por quienes aún no le han conocido. Es necesario tirar la red y si ésta se ha roto o desgastado, es necesario restaurarla de manera personal y colectiva. ¿Cómo está la tuya?
All right. So, I lost myself a little bit. That's good. Jesus said that we have to leave things behind, saying that he means the love or affection or all the things that for us here on earth are could be more important than God himself in our lives. So this is what we have to give up on. And we need to stay in his path because we chose, remember, we chose it. We need. I don't know how difficult it has been for you remaining in his path. If you're still struggling, but following him is worth it.
Un encuentro de Jesús les llama y les propone un cambio radical del oficio que desempeñaban. El llamado es importante. Saber que todos tenemos un llamado. En una comunidad, los hermanos y hermanas pueden también, a través del discernimiento comunitario, confirmar de acuerdo a los dones en oración. Pero lo más importante, abrir tu corazón, disponerte en fe, prepararte. Todo esto conlleva un compromiso, disciplina, decisión y un atreverse y confiar. Necesitamos de los hermanos y hermanas en el mismo propósito, no importa la edad en la que te llame. Él te respaldará si te pones a su disposición.
So they met Jesus only once and he offered them a drastic change of the role they were already taking on. The calling is very important. We all have one. It happens to all of us. In a faith community, some brothers and sisters are able to help through discernment, prayer, or any gift to confirm and make it clear. But what is more important is to open your hearts and be available and prepared for this calling. All this implies commitment, discipline, decision-making, to dare and trust. And we need the same commitment from our brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter when you receive this calling, but he will support you if you trust.
Voy a hacerlo. La dos. Les presentaré un testimonio como no conocí al Señor.
I'm going to introduce you a testimony on how I met God.
Hace 21 años conocí del Señor. Mm-hmm. Hace 21 años que sucedió. Conocí del Señor. Tenía una relación muy cómoda con el Señor y así, a mi manera, sin mayores compromisos. Cuando lo descubrí, era como despertar. Y así, en esos días, vinieron personas que me dieron palabras sobre un llamamiento para servir al Señor. Hace 21 años que sucedió. Así conocí una iglesia cristiana y luego me surgieron preguntas sobre el modelo de liderazgo que ejercían. No tuve respuesta ni tampoco hubo el tiempo para darme la cita con los pastores, ya que se demoraba mucho tiempo en darlas, porque era una iglesia muy grande. Y en esos días había una vigilia y un hermano me dio una palabra y me dijo, el Señor tiene un propósito con tu vida y te va a confirmar el sitio donde, la iglesia donde quiere que estés.
So my calling happened at 21 years ago. I had a very superficial relationship with God, very comfortable, my way without commitment. And when I discovered, when I heard my calling, it was an awakening for me. And this day, around this days, around the awakening, people came to me and they make it clear for me what was my calling to serve God. And this way, I went to a Christian church, and a lot of questions came into my head about the way they were doing their leadership, but I was wondering about a lot of things. But I didn't get the answers on time. And I didn't get the meetings with the pastors because it took a lot of time for them to give me those answers. And it was a very big church. And one of those days, there was a vigil. And one of the brothers told me that God is going to give you the keys. God is going to show you the church where you have to be, where you're supposed to be, and where you're going to get your answers.
Cuando visité la iglesia menonita por primera vez, en ese momento, al subir las escaleras, sentía que el Señor me decía, con los latidos de mi corazón varias veces, esta es la iglesia en la que quiero que estés. Y luego dije, tengo que mirar cómo trabajan y si hay amor en ellos. Miré sus programas que realizaban y que tenían un compromiso con las personas desplazadas de la violencia. Al poco tiempo me invitaron a servir allí.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we skipped a little part.
Lo termino. Aquí donde dicen la menonita.
Mm-hmm. So finally, she visited a Mennonite church. Mm-hmm. And the first day when she was just going up the stairs, she was just feeling her heartbeats. And she had the feeling that this was the church. And the more she was going, the more she was going, she really had that feeling. And
aquí sigamos.
And also, she was digging into what their leadership was, and she just realized that one of the programs was help people who were displaced because of violence in Colombia. And also that they were committed to work with the people in need, which she loved.
Me hacía falta mi familia. Había cambiado de ciudad en Bogotá, una ciudad grande. Puedes decirlo. Y aprendí a orar, a leer la palabra, y luego comencé a estudiar en el seminario menonita. Y sentí que el Señor me estaba preparando para irme en misión.
So, as I was coming from a small town, I couldn't get used to Bogota, which is a huge city. And I was missing my little town, I was missing my family, and my brothers and sisters. I wanted to go there and visit them. But during this time, I went to Mennonite Seminary, and I learned how to pray and read the Word of God.
Pero lloraba por mi ciudad natal.
But I was crying because I was missing my city of birth.
Pero un día le dije al Señor,
but one day I told God
que no iba a llorar más, que a donde él me llevara yo iría.
That I told God that I won't cry again, that wherever he will send me, I will go.
En esos días la Biblia se me abría en un mismo sitio.
Okay, I'm going to start speaking Spanish.
En la muerte de Esteban, sobre,
all right, so those days also I opened the Bible, and I opened it on Stephen, you say? Stephen? In Acts.
Esteban.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you pronounce it properly? Stephen?
Y cuando right. lo leía varias veces y no entendía.
So I opened the Bible on the Acts, on Stephen's story, and every time I was reading it, I didn't understand it.
Y hasta que un día entendí.
Until one day, I understood.
Que no importa el tipo de muerte que tengas.
There's no matter what kind of death that you're going to have.
Que mientras que vas a la presencia de Dios.
As long as God's presence is here.
En momentos de dolor y de enfermedad.
And in times of sorrow, in times of sickness.
En el momento de tu muerte.
And when you are in your deathbed.
Verás los cielos abiertos.
You'll see the skies opening.
Verás a Jesús de pie.
You'll see a Jesus standing before you.
Y te irás a su presencia.
And you'll go with him.
Y verás la gloria de Dios.
And you'll see God's glory.
Y pondrás a encomendar tu espíritu a Jesús.
And
y podrás encomendar a Jesús
mm-hmm.
tu espíritu para que sea and recibido por
leave,
él.
Then you'll leave your soul to Jesus.
Esteban perdonó a sus enemigos.
Stephen forgave his enemies.
Y durmió.
And he slept.
Y entendí.
And at that time I understood.
Que los que creemos en la resurrección.
That the one that believe in resurrection.
Y en la vida eterna.
And in eternal life.
Tenemos ese regalo.
We have this gift. We receive this gift.
Simplemente dormimos.
We only sleep.
Cuando uno muere.
When we die.
Cuando estamos con el Señor.
When we are with God.
Luego de esto, yo dije, Señor, entendí tu palabra.
After this, I told God, I understood your words.
Sé que tengo una misión.
I know I have a mission.
Mi esposo me dijo, nos devolvemos para nuestra ciudad.
My husband told me we have to go back to our city of birth.
Se acabaron los contratos de trabajo de nosotros.
Because our work contract we're about to finish, so we have to go there.
Y nos fuimos para Barranquilla.
Y, perdón, sorry.
Nos fuimos para Barranquilla.
It's okay. I just want to answer to her in Spanish. I don't know why.
Barranquilla es una
and
ciudad.
Then we went ciudad. Back to Barranquilla, mm-hmm. and it's the city where they're from. It's Bogota is in the middle of Colombia. Most of you may
y
know
esta
it.
Queda en la costa.
Y Barranquilla is on the coast.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, a los 23 días. Estaba en un ayuno.
After 23 days, I was fasting.
Y no pude ir a la iglesia.
I couldn't go to church.
Abrí la Biblia en una oficina.
I was in an office, in a place, and I opened the Bible.
Y cuando la abrí, encontré el amor por los enemigos en Mateo.
And what I was reading when I opened it was love your enemies, this part in Matthew's gospel.
Y yo le dije, Señor, no entiendo. ¿Qué me estás diciendo con esto? ¿Que ame a los enemigos?
And I told God, I don't understand. You are telling me to love my enemies?
Y cerré la Biblia.
And I closed the Bible.
Me fui a la oficina, me encontré con mi esposo.
I went to my office and I saw my husband there.
Él estaba muy pálido.
He was pale.
Y me dijo, ah, te tengo una mala noticia.
And he told me that I have a bad news to tell you.
Acaban de matar a tu hermano.
They just killed your brother.
Luego de eso, fuimos a preparar el entierro.
And after this, we had to prepare the funeral.
La esposa de mi hermano dijo que un sacerdote iría.
The widow, my brother's wife, told us that someone is going to come, a pastor.
Y en el momento del entierro.
But at the moment that the funeral, the burial took place,
abrieron el hueco para enterrarlo.
They opened the grave to put him in.
El sacerdote no llegó.
But the person,
el sacerdote,
los católicos, no, the priest. There you go.
Okay.
The priest didn't come.
No llegó. Mm-hmm. Yo sentía que algo me impulsaba a hablar.
And I felt that something told me that I had to speak.
Y que tenía que hablar.
That I had to speak.
Era la misión que el Señor tenía.
And it was the mission that God had for me.
Hablé sobre la muerte de Esteban.
I spoke about Stephen's death.
Hablando de esperanza.
Talking about hope.
Hablé sobre el perdón de los enemigos, a los enemigos.
I talked about forgiving the enemies.
Para que el Señor guardara nuestros corazones.
For God to keep our hearts.
Y al final, yo veía que la palabra, ¿a quién iba dirigida?
And at this time, I just, it was clear to me where the word, who the word was focused on.
Y así, la palabra iba dirigida a mi sobrina de 13 años, que gritaba inconsolablemente.
And the word actually was for my 13-year-old niece. She was crying. She was really crying, and I knew it was for her.
Cuando yo comencé a hablar, ella me miraba.
When I started to speak, she was looking at me.
Y ella escuchaba y se fue calmando.
She was listening, and step by step, she became calm.
Lo hice con una voz muy fuerte.
I spoke with a loud voice.
Con autoridad.
With authority.
No era mi voz.
It was not my voice.
Era la fuerza del Señor.
It was God's strength.
Y un señor le preguntó a mi esposo.
Someone asked my husband at that moment.
Que que por qué, que dónde estaba su esposa.
Someone asked my husband, where is your wife? Where is your partner?
Y él le dijo, es la persona que dijo unas palabras.
My husband answered that it was the person that just spoke.
Él le dijo, no, yo soy cristiano, y ella hizo una prédica para 200 personas sin micrófono.
And this person answered, no, I'm a Christian. This lady just did a sermon in front of 200 people without a microphone.
Mi mamá no quería vivir. Pasaron los días.
And the days went by, and my mother, she didn't want to leave anymore.
Quería morirse.
She wanted to die.
Mi hermano también tomaba mucho alcohol.
My brother also wanted to die, and he was drinking a lot of alcohol.
Y yo me estaba muriendo también.
And I was dying también inside, also inside.
Mi papá se había suicidado, y otros intentaron suicidarse.
In the story of her family, unfortunately, her father committed suicide, and two of her brothers also tried to commit suicide.
Y le dije al Señor,
and I asked God, I told God,
Estoy muriéndome por partes.
I am dying slowly in parts from inside.
Necesito que dentro de mi interior corran ríos de agua viva.
And I need you to put some rivers of living water in my body.
Y tengo una oración secreta para ti, al Señor.
And I have a secret prayer for you, God.
Quiero preguntarte si mi hermano se fue contigo.
I want to ask you if my brother is with you.
Llegó una pastora a visitarnos.
One day a woman pastor came to visit us.
Y la pastora dijo, quiero orar por ustedes, por toda la familia.
And she said, I want to pray for all of you, for the family.
Hay una palabra de parte del Señor.
There's a word of God for you.
No pregunten más por qué ni para qué.
Don't ask anymore why.
Yo soy el dueño de la vida.
I am the master of life.
Yo soy quien la doy y quien la quito.
I am the one that gives life and the one that takes it back.
Quiero decirles que su hermano está en mi presencia.
I want to tell you that your brother is with me.
Desde el momento en que recibió el primer balazo, la bala.
From the moment he received the first bullet impact.
Sé el dolor que están pasando.
So he's with me from that moment on. And pero, I know that which pain you're going through.
Pero María sufrió por su hijo.
But Mary also suffered for
por
her
su
son.
Hijo en la cruz.
When he was crucified.
Pero más grande fue mi dolor.
But my sorrow, my pain was even bigger.
Cuando les di mi hijo por amor a cada uno de ustedes.
When I gave you my only son, because I love you.
Yo pondré a tu mamá en un lugar.
I will take your mother to a special place.
Levantaré sus brazos.
And she will, I will make her praise again.
Ella se recuperará.
She will feel better.
Y yo le dije, Señor.
And I told him, God.
Nunca más te preguntaré.
I will never ask you again.
Si otro familiar mío se va contigo.
I will never ask you again why.
Yo lo creeré.
If one of my relatives is going with you, going back with you.
Y lo declararé.
I will believe in you and I will say it.
Porque la bendición.
Because the blessing
es para todos.
Is for everybody.
Quiero decirles para terminar.
To finish, I would like to tell you and to read you to you.
Los discípulos se reunieron con Jesús. Los discípulos se reunieron con Jesús, como dice en Mateo 28.
So it's from Matthew 28, when the disciples gathered together.
Sí. Y Jesús les dijo, en Marcos 18 y 19, Mateo 18 y 19, dice, Jesús se acercó y les habló diciendo, toda potestad me es dada en el cielo y en la tierra. Por tanto, id y haced discípulos a todas las naciones, bautizándoles en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
So it's Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19. When Jesus is sending all the disciples to go to the nations to baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this way is going to be the glory. Amen.
Los discípulos fueron transformados.
The disciples changed.
En sus luchas.
They changed with their struggles.
Le siguieron.
But they followed him.
La invitación de hoy
The invitation today
es para que continúen,
is for you to follow,
que perseveren,
to persevere,
que
to
crean,
keep doing it, to believe,
aún en debilidades y fortalezas,
even though it's hard, even though whenever, when you feel weak, when you feel strong, you have to keep believing and following.
Cree que hay bendiciones. Cree que hay bendiciones.
I think there are blessings
para ti y para toda tu familia.
For you, for each one of you, for each one of your families, there's a blessing.
Cuando tú crees en el Señor Jesucristo.
When you believe in Jesus Christ.
A Él sea toda la gloria.
For him is will be all the glory.
Y toda la honra.
And
amen.
Amen.
La honra. Amen. Amen.